God, please help us to hear, to understand, and respond to your word. Amen. Earlier this week, a friend over at St. Titus in Durham, who's also preaching this morning, asked me what text I was going to preach on, and I told him, I'm going to preach on the letter of James. And he laughed at me, and he said, okay, so you're taking the easy way out. And he was teasing me about the propensity to focus on aspects of Jesus that make us feel good, and that keeps things, for lack of a better word, nice. And softening the edges of the readings like the one we just heard from Mark can help us feel in control of our narrative of who Jesus is. So in response to stories like the one we just heard, it's tempting to say, oh, well, what he really meant was this. One of the most powerful sentences in the English language, I think, is God is love. Yes, God is love. And also, God is truthful. One of the best lectures I went to as a student was entitled, Jesus Wasn't Nice and Doesn't Want You to Be Either. Now, rest assured, this curriculum is not going to be featured in our children's chapel anytime soon. But I do think that the idea of can help us untangle some of the imagery of Mark's gospel today. And the gospel lessons over the course of the next few Sundays take us through a series of Jesus' teachings that are difficult. He says, it would be better to sink yourselves to the bottom of the sea than to harm someone else in my name. The most unnerving part of what Jesus said, a part which none of us here is probably tempted to take literally, is about amputating the parts of ourselves that do harm to others. For some of us here, the surgical metaphor is no metaphor at all. There are those among us who, by no fault of their own, have battled life-threatening illness and had to let go of parts of their bodies. When a surgeon says she's going to need to cut something out, she does this because it is her job to keep that body alive at all costs. And Jesus says what he said today because he is insistent on the health of our souls at all costs. If there is a part of you that's harming other people in my name, cut it off, Jesus says. He didn't soften the edges. It seems ironic that this bloody saying is attributed to our tradition's greatest healer. And as it stands in Mark, Jesus has been traveling all around the land, healing people in body and spirit, making the blind people to see, making the deaf hear, and perhaps most notably, touching and healing those in his society who were the most contagious. This kind of behavior is not what we would call nice or appropriate, but it was loving. It is loving. And in today's reading, Jesus wasn't trying to be nice. He was being truthful, and so was addressing the urgency of the ways in which we all have the capability of harming one another in God's name. Jesus was speaking to the reality that great healing and great destruction can come from human relationships. The truth is, we cannot live in a way that does not affect other people. We couldn't then, and we still can't today. Jesus takes harming others in God's name really seriously. Cut it out, he says. We need to cut out anything we may be doing that will prevent any other human from understanding God's love for them. Jesus is not suggesting that we just get a little better. He's asking us to follow him into a transformation where we lose parts of ourselves in order to gain our salvation. In Jesus, God draws us in and we are changed and transformed into something new. But what's at stake is the possibility that God's going to ask us to give up parts of ourselves that may feel integral to the way that we operate. I'm assuming it was not lost on Mark as he recorded this story somewhere around 70 AD, that Jesus, the one who spoke these words about giving up parts of ourselves, gave his own body up for the purposes of the whole world. This kind of healing is never going to be able to be measured by our medical metrics. And here's the truth. Because of Jesus's transformation on the cross, we are now free to encounter a God who will take us as we are and invite us into the work of transformation ourselves. We're invited to present ourselves to God in our totality, no matter what state we're in. The letter of James, finally we can get back to James. The letter of James puts it like this. Are you happy? Are you doing well? Then bring yourself before God. God's going to meet you there. Are you sick or suffering in mind, body, or spirit? Bring yourself before God. God is going to meet you there. Jesus is the great transformer and the great physician. Jesus is always loving and always truthful. The latter is what ultimately got him crucified so he could meet us where we are today, so that the Holy Spirit can keep us in eternal life. So whatever it is that we need to cut out, we can bring it before God. Our God can handle it, and our God will meet us there, arms outstretched, inviting us into new and everlasting life. Amen.